Chapter 6. A week later, from the cliff top screened by a belt of trees, Kit watched her band beach their boats at much the same spot as on the night she'd first rescued them. This time, there was no revenue troop about. She'd reconnoitred the cliffs in both directions. Still, she was nervous, twitchy. Since she'd taken over, her band had run 5 cargoes, all successfully. Her band. At first, the responsibility had scared her. Now, each time they came off safely, she felt a thrill of achievement. But tonight was a special cargo. An agent, Nolan, had met them in Lynn last night. For the first time, she'd joined Noah for the negotiations, just as well. She'd intervened and driven their price up, because Nolan was in a fix. He'd had a schooner with 20 bales of lace and no one to bring it in. They were his last resort. She'd already heard of the revenue raids about Sheringham, and for some reason, the Hun Stanton gang had refused the run. Why, she didn't know, which was the root cause of her nervousness. Everything, however, was going smoothly. The night was dark, the sky deepest purple. Beneath her, Delia peacefully cropped, undisturbed by an owl hooting in the trees behind them. Watching the orderly way the men swiftly unloaded the boats, Kit smiled. They were not unintelligent, just unimaginative. Once she showed them a better way of doing things, they caught on quickly. Suddenly, Delia's head came up, ears pricked, muscles tensing. Kit strained her senses to catch what had disturbed the mare. Nothing. Then, far to the left, another owl hooted. Delia sidled.